Blackstone Publishing presents Death Is Not Enough by Karen Rose. This book is read by Marguerite Gavin. To Robin Rue, who believes in me when I doubt myself, and as always, to Martin, I love you. Prologue. 19 years earlier, Chevy Chase, Maryland, Sunday, January 10th, 10:30 p.m.
Sherry, give me the damn key.
Rolling her eyes at her boyfriend's growl, Sherry Douglas closed the driver's side door, locked up, and tossed the key to her old Ford Escort over its peeling roof. There you go. Thomas's scowl was interrupted by the grimace of pain that twisted his bruised face as he reflexively caught the key in mid-air. He froze for a second, then hissed as he lowered his arm.
Shit,
he muttered. Sherry sucked in a breath, instantly regretting her thoughtlessness. Oh, Tommy, I'm sorry. That was stupid of me. He schooled his battered features and swallowed hard, pursing his lips, then quickly opening his mouth because his lip was split too. She wanted to cry. His beautiful face was still so beautiful, but hurt. Her chest ached as she cataloged every wound. She wanted to hit something, someone. Four someones, actually. She narrowed her eyes, thinking about the boys who'd done all that damage, hating them. Her fists clenched, and she shoved them in her coat pockets. Hitting them wasn't going to help Thomas. And her father would kill her if she got in trouble, too. Her dad wasn't terribly keen on her dating a white boy to begin with.